to this podcast by NHS Providers. We're the membership organisation for NHS Hospital, Mental Health, Community and Ambulance Services.
Miriam, why is social care such a big issue for the NHS?
Well, social care and the NHS are two sides of the same coin. We need a vibrant social care system to help support people independently to stay in their homes when they don't need healthcare and prevent them going into hospital. And we also need capacity in social care to enable people to leave hospital when they're well and ready to go home and get the support they need back with their families and back in the community. If we don't have that, then the NHS can't free up capacity, can't free up beds to care for those people who need healthcare specifically.
So, what do we need to see on social care?
In social care, we need much greater investment to give social care providers greater capacity to help people stay at home and live independently and to help people get home once they've had a period of stay in hospital. We also need much greater investment in the social care workforce. Some commentators estimate that we need around 50,000 extra care home workers just to meet current demand.
So let's have a quick look at what the different parties have offered. Is it fair to say that Labour have had most to say on social care?
It's definitely fair to say that Labour have put forward the most detailed proposals on social care. So they have offered to fund free personal care for the over 65s, a bit like we have in Scotland. And they've made a commitment to try and extend that for working age adults as well. They've suggested a lifetime cap on the amount that any individual would need to spend on social care costs. And they've suggested a figure of around 100,000 for that cap. They've also made some commitments around carers and improving support for carers, and they've branded this all within this idea of a national care service. So suggesting a much greater degree of parity, if you like, between a national health service and a national care service.
How about the Conservatives?
Well, Boris Johnson has committed to sort out the perpetual issue of social care, but it's also fair to say the Conservatives, I think, have been the least detailed in what they've put forward. They have said that if elected, they would seek that cross-party consensus they would need for reform. They have also committed, perhaps learning from Theresa May's experience, to saying that people would not be expected to sell their houses to fund their own social care. And they've committed to finding an extra £1 billion in addition to the billion they've already committed for 2020-2021, so an extra billion in 2022-23. But that really will barely scratch the surface in enabling social care to stand still, never mind to make any improvements. So they're really hanging their hopes on getting elected and somehow getting a cross-party consensus if they wish to solve the social care crisis.
So what does history tell us about the chances of achieving that political consensus?
Well, that's a great question. We know that over the past 20 years, and certainly over the last decade, we've had numerous commissions, white papers, green papers. So numerous attempts by different parties to get that cross-party consensus underpinned by public debate to reform social care. And none of those attempts have been successful. I think it's likely any government elected is going to have to give much more focus to resolving the issues facing social care and the NHS in the longer term. Whether that can happen alongside the need to resolve Brexit, and whether that can happen in the short term, we will have to see.
And so, on to the Lib Dems.
On to the Lib Dems. They too have committed to make improvements in social care. They've committed some additional funding. They've suggested that that might be funded through a dedicated tax, but they haven't given any detail around that. They suggest tightening up regulation of care homes, because we know the care home industry is suffering some challenges at the moment, and they also want to improve end-of-life care and make improvements, as do Conservatives and Labour, for carers as well. So they too are including a focus on social care, but as with the other two parties, the other two main parties, many of their commitments are unfunded. We just don't know how the commitments made by Labour or the Lib Dems or even the Conservatives, their limited commitments would necessarily be funded. Might well be that Labour and the Lib Dems would be looking to raise taxes to fund some of their commitments.
So a lot of pledges there, but how satisfied can we be that the main parties are taking social care as seriously as it needs to be in the interests of the health service and, of course, the wider public?
Well, from our point of view, it's positive to see that each of the manifestos of the main three parties do feature social care. And that is an improvement on what we might have seen in previous years. but there's a long way to go to engender a debate with the public around what we might want from a social care system and certainly how we might want to pay for it. There's a lot more to do, I think, to raise awareness with the public as to what social care contains, why it's so important, why it's so fundamental for the smooth running of the NHS. So it does feel like there's quite some way to go, and that seeking that cross-party commitment to how we reform social care and how we fund social care on a sustainable basis could be some way off.
So it's clear that social care is struggling, that finding a solution has proved difficult. What happens if, once again, we don't manage to come up with a solution?
I mean, my view would be that if social care doesn't get additional funding and doesn't get the attention that it deserves, that as a system it will be on its knees. We already know that far fewer people are being able to access the care that they are eligible for and deserve and need than a decade ago. We have an ageing population, a population with much more complex needs, and we're just simply not able to get enough people the care that they need. That places additional strains on families, unpaid carers, and society as a whole. So unless social care gets some degree of reform, unless we find a sustainable funding solution for it, I would be worried about the future of the social care system. And that has a real knock-on effect on the NHS as well. We mustn't forget that. So we're not convinced in NHS providers that the NHS has enough funding for the long term to meet growing demand. If you put underfunding in health and social care side by side, we've got a really difficult predicament.
We desperately need a fix for social care.
We desperately need a fix for social care.
Miriam Deakin, thank you.